With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak before Congress today in hopes of bolstering U.S. support for continuing Israel's fight against Hamas and other adversaries. But Netanyahu's speech comes as the Biden administration is urging him to focus on closing a deal ending the devastating nine-month war in Gaza. Also on SRNnews.com, President Biden will address the nation tonight about his decision not to seek a second term.
On Sunday, the president posted a letter online announcing that he was dropping out of the 2024 race. Tonight, in a speech from the Oval Office, he will explain to the country more about his historic decision, which has upended the presidential race. The address will also be forward-looking. In a White House statement, the president said he will use the primetime address to talk about what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans are quickly pivoting their focus from President Biden to his possible successor, Vice President Harris. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik says Harris has been negligent.
Yesterday, I introduced a resolution condemning Kamala Harris's role as Biden's open border czar.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are ready for President Trump to win back the White House from the Biden-Harris administration.
This election will be about policies and not personalities, and we are delighted to line up the record of President Trump against the Biden-Harris record. It's very clear where we're going. So we're in unprecedented, very challenging times as a country because of the weak leadership out of the White House.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Harris is, quote, responsible for the biggest failure of this administration. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off 140 points. NASDAQ futures are down 199. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a post office.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says it succeeded in getting postal workers at an office in Aurora, Illinois, to remove a tiny cross that was just visible at the back of a customer counter. The foundation sent a threatening letter to the post office stating that the presence of the small cross was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The group's primary activity is seeking to scour the public square of any symbols of Christianity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas isn't enforcing a new law requiring abortion providers to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies. The pause comes as a lawsuit proceeds against the rule and other older requirements. For not enforcing the law, the state will get an extra 4 months to develop its defense of the challenged restrictions ahead of a trial now delayed until June 2025. This is SRN News. Embattled New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he'll resign his seat next month.
Pressure had been mounting on the New Jersey Democrat to depart the chamber voluntarily after he was convicted last week on bribery and other charges. The 70-year-old Menendez, who now faces potentially decades in prison, said after his trial, quote, I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never, ever been a foreign agent. His resignation becomes effective on August 20th, but Menendez is still vowing to appeal his conviction. Bob Agnew reporting.
CrowdStrike has blamed a bug in an update that allowed its cybersecurity systems to push bad data out to millions of customer computers. It set off last week's global tech outage that grounded flights, took TV broadcasts off the air, and disrupted banks, hospitals, and retailers. The company has posted details online from its preliminary post-incident review of the outage. More details at SRNnews.com.